Live, your show. Bring up what you want toll free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet8.net toll free line for you. And it is Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
As we launch into hour number two. 1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. Once again, that is freetalklive.com. A little bit of news about some young people here in America. And that, Mark, I know you've got a story coming up here shortly about some high school arrests that went down and turned into some sort of a shakedown. But first, to Indianapolis, where a judge violated a juvenile's free speech rights when he placed her on probation for posting an expletive-laden entry on MySpace criticizing a school principal. The Indiana Court of Appeals ruled. The three-judge panel on Monday...
Now, what happens to the judge for violating her civil rights?
Oh, nothing.
Nothing.
The three panel, yeah, the three-judge, they'll just tell her, don't do it again. And if you do it again, we'll just overturn you again. Now, what are you going to do? The three-judge panel on Monday ordered the Putnam Circuit Court to set aside its penalty against the girl, referred to only as A.B. in court records. Quote, while we have little regard for A.B.'s use of vulgar epithets...
No, I wouldn't think so.
...we conclude that her overall message constitutes political speech. Judge Patricia Riley wrote in the 10-page opinion, you know, I don't really like that they have different categories of speech. Speech, to me, is just speech. They have, like, commercial speech and political speech and, you know, all these different subcategories of speech. It's freedom of speech. Anyway, in February 2006, by the way, it was a 10-page opinion, Greencastle Middle School principal Sean Gobert discovered a webpage on MySpace purportedly created by him. A.B., who didn't create the page, did make derogatory postings on it concerning the school's policy on body piercings. The state filed a delinquency petition in March alleging that A.B.'s acts would have been harassment, identity deception, and identity theft if committed by an adult. But once again, it wasn't A.B.'s
page. Right, she didn't steal anybody's identity.
The juvenile court did drop most of the charges, but in June found A.B. to be a delinquent child and placed her on nine months of probation. The judge ruled the comments were obscene, so-called. A.B. appealed, arguing that her comments were protected political speech under both the state and federal constitutions because they dealt with school policy.
I don't see any reason why. What difference does it make? It's speech. She should be able to write it or say it if she wants to.
I guess maybe they would have had an argument if she, for instance, had libeled the principal. You know, if she
threatened violence against him?
Or threat. Yeah, that's a possibility. But in the case of just trashing on him or making fun of him or critiquing the policy, I don't see what the big deal is. And so once again, this is an example of the government courts just doing whatever they want, completely disregarding the Constitution, freedom of speech and all that, ruling in the way that makes them feel good, and then thankfully the Court of Appeals overturning this. I mean, she got lucky in this case.
The thing is there's no sanction against this judge that ruled in this fashion. There's nothing. The girl gets in all kinds of trouble, spends all kinds of money to be able to, you know, say what it is that she said, and then the judge that makes a terrible ruling that's anti-constitutional, unconstitutional, nothing happens to him.
That's how it is.
You know, the First Amendment's set up to protect unpopular speech. I mean, clearly, popular speech doesn't need defending because the majority agree with it. And this is just another example of not the government just blatantly disregarding the Constitution.
How much do you want to bet old Greencastle Middle School Principal Sean Gobert was busy surfing MySpace during school hours?
I bet he was.
Now, I don't know. Is that really something that a school principal should be busy with, spending their time with? Don't they have staff issues they have to deal with?
Aren't they paying them to do that?
Right. No. Don't they have real troublemakers to handle?
Some of the pages that some of the students might set up, I wouldn't feel comfortable with the principal looking at some of those pictures, but I'm sure that there are principals across the country, dirty old principals, looking at what they find provocative pictures.
Yeah, that's sort of where I was... That's kind of where I was thinking on this issue, in that, you know, the principal's all alone in his office. He's clicking around to see what the girls in the school are posting on their, you know, little photo session. Of course, the excuse for doing it is that he's concerned.
He's doing research.
Yes, he wants to find out who the troubled kids are and who's posting the naughty photos so he can help alert the parents to this problem right after he finishes clicking and touching himself.
He should concern himself with what's his business.
Yeah. 800-259-9231. Let's continue with the school stories. Mark, if you've got your story about the arrests that were made at a high school in America, what's that all about?
11 high school students were behind bars after a major undercover drug sting at their school. This is from WSBTV.com.
So it's not enough that we've actually got, in this country, police dogs and SWAT teams running through schools, searching room to room, like we reported recently on the show. That's not enough. They actually also have undercover operatives mingling amongst your kids.
They did this when I was at school.
Yeah,
this is the same thing.
An old game.
But the, you know, here's the thing that bothers me the most about this whole sending a young looking cop into the school to, you know, I don't know,
to befriend people and ask them for drugs.
Right. I mean, you know, in one case, she quote unquote dated one of these boys, and
in this case, you're talking about the one we talked about in the past.
No, the one at my school.
Oh, okay.
I happen to know she dated one of the boys, and apparently, some more than just what you might imagine went on, and she got him locked up for getting her drugs.
She had sex with one of your friends.
That's only alleged, right? Like, I don't know that that's
right.
A fact or anything, but that's
wow.
What one high school student said to another.
Do anything for the conviction, huh?
I mean, and that's the thing. What would have happened if she would have gone in there and just sort of moseyed around and gone to class and not really tried real hard? She wouldn't have entrapped people. What would have happened if she would have come up with nothing? Well, she would have been a bad cop.
I guess
her superiors would have said, you've got to do better than this.
Yeah.
Let's not mention what this does to the kid's psyche. Besides getting locked up, he feels unwanted. I mean, his girlfriend didn't really like him.
Right.
She was just doing it for his job.
For her career. Well, welcome to the real world. Winder police say
wait a minute. Was he 18?
That student?
At the time, yeah.
No.
Wouldn't that be statutory rape? I mean, is it okay if you do
How can you prove it on the job? How do you prove it?
I don't know. If I was being charged with drug possession and I'd just been statutorily raped, I think I'd actually bring it up at that point.
I believe that all but one of the cases were at my school were dropped simply because the evidence was bad or corrupt or somehow or another. So I don't know.
All right. So what happened here?
Winder police say students ages 15 to 19-year-old high school students, sold drugs to other students at Winder Barrow High School. The 11 students were arrested on campus Monday morning, and they are being processed at the Barrow County Jail. Police say instead of spending time in the classroom, they'll be learning hard lessons behind bars. Look out through the barbed wire of the Barrow County Jail. Time is probably standing still for 11 Winder Barrow High School students that were arrested for selling drugs on campus. I don't even know what to say about that. I'm astonished at the amount of people, said a parent, Kelly Robertson. I know a lot of people who do drugs, so I'm used to hearing about it, you know, said student John Payton. The undercover operation began 6 months ago when a Winder police officer was placed into the school as a student. He let it be known among students that he was a drug user. Police say that he didn't take long before the arrested students tried to sell him various drugs. Some of the drugs were uncovered were marijuana, methadone, Vicodin, Lortab, Xanax, Percocet, cocaine.
Wow, look how many of the drugs that are for sale on your high school campuses are prescription medications.
Right.
That was the vast majority, in fact, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, what was mentioned here.
Yeah, I heard cocaine and marijuana.
Yeah.
And I didn't even hear ecstasy. Where's the ecstasy at?
Wasn't mentioned. I don't know. To me, one thing that I would give as advice to kids in this case, watch out for that kid that comes in the middle of the year.
Mm. No, I'd also give the advice of don't take drugs to school.
Yeah, well, that's good advice.
Yeah, don't sell drugs to kids.
My advice would be don't do drugs.
Right, of course. But if you're going to do it, don't bring them to school. It's a bad idea. Especially, we've been hearing stories of them coming around and just searching every student in the school.
Right.
Yeah. And also, not only don't bring them to school, but don't sell them to kids that you don't know. I mean, that you haven't known since middle school or whatever, or that there's not some actual real rapport going on beyond just someone that you've heard is looking for some drugs.
Yeah.
Anyway,
I mean,
bad news.
You know, I'm sure none of these kids had gone to this person's mother's house.
Probably not.
Hung out.
800-259-9231. Are the police out of control in this country? Well, I would say so. On the way, there's a story from New York City about just an absolutely absurd use of police power that might shock you a little bit. 800-259-9231. Vince is on the way in California, and your calls about whatever's on your mind. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. It's April 10, 2007. Gold is at $678.40, and 1 ounce gold coins could be purchased for $702.16, $353.63 for half ounce, and $176.81 for quarter ounce coins. That's $702.16, $353.63, $176.81. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document, clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control. This will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, this is Bobby Longus with another Car Clinic Minute. He'll give you guidance, but he's neither ancient oracle nor TV clairvoyant. Not even the Great Oz. Now don't hunt for your Ouija board, because when I come back, I'll reveal the mystery man.
Are rising gas prices flattening your wallet? Try Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil.
What? How's that?
Yes, independent tests by respected universities show Royal Purple reduces fuel consumption by as much as 5%. That means Royal Purple can deliver better gas mileage for a fatter wallet. Go to RoyalPurple.com for details.
Buy your Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil at Advance, NAPA, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Pep Boys. His advice is free, and he loves to give it, but he can't be found in the Emerald City. Here's a hint. He lives in the center of the automotive universe and on radio, TV, and internet. Give up? It's me, Bobby Likas, host of Bobby Likas Car Clinic, and it's no mystery that I'm here to save you money and add life to your car. Call with your car questions Saturdays from 10 till noon Eastern at 888-CAR-CLINIC. We'll solve all sorts of car conundrums. That's what it's all about. Cars and the people who love them. That's you, and I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit TornadoAir.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the packet 8.net toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are totally free. That does include archives. An entire year's worth of the show right there on the front page of the website for your download and convenience. Go get them free at freetalklive.com.
Do you enjoy building things? Woodcraftplans.com has hundreds of blueprints for things like lawn chairs, rocking horses, yard shadows, fine furniture, and more. Step-by-step instructions and full-size patterns guide all skill levels. Woodcraftplans.com supports FTL. Please support Woodcraftplans. That's woodcraftplans.com.
800-259-9231 to the phones. Let's talk to Vince in California. You're on Free Talk Live with the Intobian Mark. Hey, Vince.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Great. What's on your mind, sir?
Hey, I wanted to talk about the using voting to sort of advance the freedom movement and why I don't think it's a effective way and why I think it's a bad way to try to advance it.
Okay. All right. This is certainly a debate that is ongoing amongst different factions in the freedom movement. There are those who believe that voting is an endorsement of the system and therefore they can't possibly participate in it. But I don't know if that's where you're coming from on this. So what's your angle?
No, my angle is the big thing that I hear from libertarians is that voting is self-defense. In other words, the excuse is I'm voting because I'm afraid that your guy's going to get in power, so I want to try to put my guy to sort of block you, so to speak.
I've heard that before.
Okay. No, my problem with that is that's not really self-defense because the person that you put in power is going to do intrusive acts against innocent people, i.e. non-voters. So it's not like you're stopping the people who are aggressing against you by voting. You're also aggressing against people who don't vote, which is the vast majority of the American public.
Well, okay. Now, are you talking about in a race where there's a Republican and a Democrat, or are you suggesting that a libertarian or liberty-minded person who might be running for office is also going to aggress?
I would say even a liberty-minded person. I would say like a principled free marketeer like yourself, possibly,
mm-hmm.
or that's how I view myself as well. Although, then again, who can actually trust someone who gets a position of power that they won't take advantage of it?
Sure.
But even say, for example, Ron Paul wins for president, an unlikely scenario, but even if it did, I mean, he's still going to be, sending illegal immigrants back, and so...
I don't know. I haven't actually asked Ron Paul any questions about that, but nonetheless, he would certainly be in charge of the U.S. federal government at that point, and there's no doubt that the feds are their various bureaucracies will be using force on others while Ron Paul is sworn into office.
Well, I think that also, the problem with that is he can't exert direct control over every single person, and although as president you would say he's responsible for their actions, I mean, the fact is that if he were to be elected, the people in the federal government aren't going to like it. They're not going to, say, oh, Ron Paul's president, so I guess, we're going to throw down all our weapons, and all these countries across the world.
I totally understand where you're coming from on this. And essentially you're saying that even if you elect somebody who's got some principles, somebody who you're darn sure is going to get in there and cut the size of government, that person is still in charge of the government, and therefore there are going to be people who are aggressed against. Therefore, you're endorsing that aggression by voting for him. I see where you're coming from, and I understand it. But how do you respond to what's your plan for downsizing the government or delegitimizing it without using its own cloak of legitimacy? How are you planning on doing it without voting?
And you know what? That's something that has been bothering me for a long time, but I think in the last few weeks I've come up with what could be an answer. And it's something that you addressed a few months ago on your show, agorism.
Mm-hmm.
Counter-economics, sort of dropping out of the system one by one, just individual people just deciding, they're just not going to deal with this anymore, they're not paying taxes anymore, not going to report their income, not going to, necessarily obey the laws, do all sorts of things that are, black market, gray market.
I am
kind of
all
things.
For agorism, all for it. I appreciate.
I think it's
people.
Too little, too late.
Well, no, it's never too little. You can always be an agorist. You can always go
and
work underground. You can do as much as you can, but I don't see how that's going to stop the bureaucrats from continually re-voting themselves into office,
putting
themselves more largesse, and putting people in prison cells.
I'll tell you how right now.
Okay.
The way that it's going to stop is because this federal government is just, the spending is getting out of control and it's unsustainable. As the years coming up with Social Security and Medicare, they're going to have to increase taxes. They're going to have to start lowering benefits. They're going to have to start printing money like crazy. And as they start coming down harder and harder on the American people, more and more people are just going to say, you know what, it's not worth it anymore.
But there's still going to be a lot of money that can be made in the corporate world. So I don't think you're going to see everyone dropping out. If someone drops out and there's a dollar to be made, I think that someone's going to jump in. And I just don't think it's realistic for everyone to just drop out.
Well,
what about when you're looking at 60% income taxes? A person saying, well, I could work at this corporate job and make $100,000 a year, but get taxed $60,000 of it. Or I can take, a job that pays half that much.
But Vince, most people aren't interested in stepping out of the box. Most their boxes are very comfortable, and they're not interested in throwing away their corporate job because
they're getting real uncomfortable real soon.
I don't know if they're going to understand the reasons why they're getting uncomfortable. They're not going to get it. They're going to turn to the government for a solution when they start getting uncomfortable.
And Vince, you're just relying on it all falling apart in the next 2.5 weeks. I don't think that's going to happen. I don't think it's going to happen in the next 2.5 decades.
You don't think it's going to happen in the next 2.5 decades?
I don't.
It's impossible to predict.
No, I don't.
It could happen at any time, and it's impossible to predict. It's more likely to take longer.
Let me give you an example. How about Sweden? They've had a really high tax rate there since the 60s, late 60s. Where is their the whole system falling apart?
Well, the difference is that the United States can print money as a world currency and distribute it across the entire world. That's what's been financing their deficit spending for the last 50 years. Sweden can't do that because we're not accepting. I don't even know what Swedish money is.
I love the idea of agorism, and I am personally an agorist as much as I possibly can be. I like the idea of working outside the system. I don't think that should be discounted. But at the same time, I think to ignore the fact that, the system is here. Whether you like it or not, it's here, and there are people who are using and abusing it. If we don't run pro-liberty candidates, then that just means that you're going to have anti-liberty Republicans and Democrats running for office, increasing the size of the state, and you can't count on the average American, Vince, to save America. They're not going to. They didn't save America back in revolutionary times. The average folk, most of them just sat it out, didn't they? Wasn't it a small percentage of the people that were really the fighters, the freedom fighters?
That's exactly right.
Aren't going to do what you're suggesting.
But doesn't that prove that you only need a small number of people?
But what are your small number of people proposing to do? Just drop out and not pay taxes?
When we drop out and not pay taxes, that's going to increase the burden on the people who stay in the system. It's going to make them angry at you
is what it's going to do. See, you have to understand, the people that are in the system today are so enmeshed in it. When they see, like, an Ed Brown, for instance, somebody who has essentially not paid taxes.
Right, he's stealing from us all,
right,
they
that's
say.
How they see right. it. They see it as he's a criminal, he's stealing from us, how dare he not pay his fair share. They may be completely wrong in what they're thinking. Okay? And I will definitely agree that they're totally wrong in that thought process. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't make a difference because they still want to see him punished. They still want to see his blood spilled and his property stolen from him to make good for all the taxes he hasn't paid.
That's definitely true. But then again, on the other hand, right now there's 40 million Americans that aren't paying income taxes that are supposed to be. And
I've heard higher
numbers.
The
government can't do anything about it.
It's true that they can't do anything about it, but that hasn't stopped the government, Vince. And thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231. I'd like to hear from you as to how you feel this sort of conflict against, do you work within the system to change it, or do you work without, or a combination of both?
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
What if I told you that you could put up a brand new building and save up to half the cost and up to half the time as similar conventional construction? It probably sounds too good to be true. Well, just by picking up the phone, I can prove it to you. If you need retail, office, or warehouse space, or if your church or school wants to expand and save money, you need General Steel. Call today, and we'll prove to you that your new building can go up in about half the time, and you'll save up to half the cost. Dial 1-800-557-1363. We'll help you customize your building. You choose the size. You can even add the look of brick, stucco, or stone to achieve the look you want.
If you still think this sounds too good to be true, then pick up the phone and call. The information is free when you call 1-800-557-1363. Call General Steel. and find out how you can put up a brand new building in about half the time and save up to half the cost of similar conventional construction. Call now, 1-800-557-1363. 1-800-557-1363.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231, the fact at 8.net, toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The wiki's there, wiki.freetalklive.com. Over 1,200 pages created by listeners just like you. It's like the listener editable version of our website. And, of course, it is totally free. That's wiki.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. We just got off the phone with Vince a few moments ago, and Vince was advocating the position that has been advocated by others in the past, that voting is essentially an endorsement of the system, that voting is an endorsement of violence, that a candidate, even if they have a pro-liberty mentality, will still be, if they get elected, will still be lording over a system that is inherently violent, and therefore those who claim to be against violence cannot possibly participate in the voting system. I've come across the arguments, and I've rejected them personally, and you guys can chime in on this.
I'm ready to chime in right now. I don't come from the principled anarcho-capitalist sort of standpoint that the caller does. I just believe in small government. I'm looking for lower taxes. You know, I'd like to see a little more freedom here in the United States for that. And, you know, that's all I'm looking for. And I personally, I feel cheated and lied to and deserted by the the anarcho-capitalists, the people in the freedom movement that are of that opinion, that decide not to vote. Look, we're trying to make a smaller government here, and it will be better for you and for everyone if you just suck it up, shut up, and vote for the best candidate
out
there.
Well, I don't feel deserted.
I do. I feel deserted.
It's their business.
It's their business, but look, man, like, it isn't hard enough to get pro-liberty planks out there in front of people,
well,
and then
the
you don't vote?
As the resident free marketeer, Let me go ahead and make an argument for voting as a free marketeer. Maybe to those who are out there saying, well, Mark, you're just a minarchist scumbag.
Right. Well, that's exactly what they're saying. But they deserve to hear what the minarchists say and feel about it. Look, man, you're leaving us out here in the cold. We're trying really hard to shrink this government down to some manageable size so it doesn't tax the crap out of everybody, and you just leave us out here.
If the minarchists get us down to small government, it's going to be a whole lot better for everyone and a whole lot easier for the free marketeers of the like to go in that direction even further. It's like setting the way for them, and I don't understand the argument against minarchists because it's a step, what I see, in the right direction, at least.
Well, we're talking about voting. Now, it's not necessarily argument against minarchists. It's the argument between minarchists and anarcho-capitalists or free marketeers is something for another time. But to promote the concept of voting to those who are of Vince's persuasion, those who believe that it's evil, that it's bad to vote, that voting's an endorsement of the system. It's not an endorsement of the system, and the reason why is because of the nature of the vote itself. And as Lysander Spooner pointed out, I believe it was in No Treason, and he very rightly so, the voting process in America is a secret ballot. Yeah, your name might be on the voters' rolls, okay? Yes, you have to go through the process or whatever of registering to vote. And as a free marketeer, when I registered to vote here in New Hampshire, there was that paragraph that said that I agreed to all of the laws in New Hampshire. I crossed that sucker out. If the Constitution says that I have a right to vote, then I will exercise that right without agreeing to all their silly rules. So I could still vote. I am a registered voter here, even though I crossed out that one paragraph. So if you see something you disagree with, cross it out, sign it, and turn it in, see what happens. But also, it's a secret ballot. So you can check the voters' records. You can see who voted, but that just means that someone showed up to the voting location, got a ballot, walked into one of those little curtainy areas.
Right, it doesn't say what they voted for.
It doesn't even say they voted at all. They could have left everything blank.
Exactly. There's no way to determine if that person actually did vote. So therefore, I mean, the whole system, this is more evidence that the whole system is just bankrupt and screwed. But of course, most people don't realize that. The fact that it's a secret ballot and that, you know, there's no way to actually tabulate honestly the votes that were cast. So therefore, there's no way to prove that you voted. There's no way to prove, if you did vote, who you voted for. So it's a completely anonymous way of, as you put it, self-defense. You're defending yourself against these people who would use the government to be as violent as they could possibly make it, to have as many different rules as they possibly could. Whether or not you're voting for a libertarian, or you're voting for somebody who is of a liberty mindset, or you're just voting for the lesser of two evils, many people vote because it's damage control as much as they can possibly do. It's the only thing that they know. They know they can't go and shoot back against the police, because they'll be obliterated if they do something like that. You can only do so much with the system that we have today, and I don't think that it's illegitimate to take part and try to minimize the amount of damage. The facts are the facts. People aren't going to wake up and all of a sudden just drop out of the system like Vince would like them to do. Sure, that'd be lovely, but it's not bloody likely. So because it's anonymous, because there's no way to actually track the votes, there's no way to actually prove that you're endorsing any violence whatsoever. And if you're voting for nonviolent candidates or people that are going to go in there, like we might here in Keene if we can, and, you know, put an end to the war on drugs, make property taxes voluntary, try to volunteerize as much of the system as quickly as possible, why wouldn't you want to vote for that?
And that's where I kind of have to take Mark's side here on feeling abandoned by the anarchists who don't want to vote and drop out of the system. I'm working for them, trying to make changes for them. Why can't you just give a little to me, too? I mean, I'll show up for your civil disobedience and help you out that way, and now I want to make changes from the inside, and in a way, I do feel abandoned by people who don't want to support.
Now, that's more of a New Hampshire issue than anything, because I don't think that there's a lot of minarchists out across the United States showing up for anarchists, demonstrations and supporting them any place but New Hampshire, the free state. And that's because we're all working together to free the free state.
That's true. There's also not a lot of small government candidates running for city council across America either.
And I would say, the sitting back and waiting for society to collapse argument, which is sort of what the caller was putting forth, They were doing that in the 80s. There were people out there that were saying, oh, this is it. This is it. It's going to be, you know, the government's gotten too big, too intrusive. We're in too many places doing too much stuff. And sure enough, it's going to collapse soon.
Yeah, I've heard of people who vote for bigger governments so that to get the collapse to come quicker.
That's nutso, in my opinion.
And at the very least, if you're not going to vote, at the very least, sign up for the Free State Project. Come here and, get involved and
be an agorist
do something.
Here, yeah.
Because as far as I'm concerned, sitting back and doing nothing, man, it makes me mad. I'm trying so hard here and not doing anything?
800-259-9231, your thoughts on voting and participating in the system versus not. I think another reason to participate in the system, and again, I'm the free marketeer here. I'd rather it just all disappear tomorrow, but I realistically know it's not going to. And I want to see it hit from as many different sides as we can hit it. I think that I'm not angry at Russell Canning or any of those guys who don't vote. I love what they're doing. I think what they're doing is so important. And if they don't want to vote, well, whatever. I can't force them to. Fine. But what they are doing is civil disobedience. They're doing things that are very visible. They're doing things that are getting people stirred up. They're getting attention drawn to certain issues. And I think that's important, and it has an important place. But at the same time, there are those who do want to play the politics game. I don't want to play it, but I will participate in it, unfortunately, because I feel like I have to, again, for that self-defense sort of purposes. And I think that what we have here in this country is this government operating under what I call the cloak of legitimacy. It's what separates government from any other gang of people. See, because that's what government is. It's a gang of people who are using violence to enforce their way on others. The only thing that separates them from the mafia is that they've got these courts and the flags and they've got the voting system, all these things that make people believe that, well, we're participating and since we voted, we elected these
it's
people.
It's our government. It's by the people and for the people.
Right. There's this aura, this cloak of legitimacy. So as long as the cloak is in effect, as long as people believe government is legitimate, we can use that cloak to our advantage. We can run candidates who inevitably will get some attention in the press. And if that attention is given to them where it normally would not be given if you're just out holding signs on the side of the road, that attention could be important in getting the message out to people who otherwise wouldn't have seen it. More on the way. You take control. Free Talk Live. What do you think?
Right now, 65% of Americans are overweight. Experts say by the year 2010, that number will increase to 75% and 35% will be obese. Because of these deadly statistics, Dr. Joel Wallach, host of Dead Doctors Don't Lie, has done extensive research and has found what he believes is the biggest breakthrough in weight loss in 50 years. It's called Slender FX. Slender FX opens the door for a healthy metabolism, permanent weight loss, reduction of low thyroid symptoms, and considerably increased energy by helping to balance your leptin levels. Finally, a weight loss breakthrough you can trust. Go to NoFatNow.com and discover the amazing benefits of Slender FX today. Take the 90-day challenge just in time for summer. If it's not everything we say and more, simply return the empty bottles and get your money back, guaranteed. Visit NoFatNow.com or call 800-972-8211. That's 800-972-8211. And for a limited time only, find out how you can get a free bottle of Slender FX by going to NoFatNow.com.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. credit card number, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. The packet 8.net toll-free line for you. It's Ian here with you.
And Toby.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com where all the features are totally free. We do ask, though, that you voluntarily support the show by going and becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com, as over 365 of our listeners have decided to do. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. The concept is very simple. Basically, we ask you for $3 a month. You voluntarily provide it. We take that money in. We turn it around into advertising to more radio stations, getting more stations on board with the show, getting more internet listeners listening to the program, and thereby spreading the message of freedom and liberty around the world as fast as possible and efficiently as possible. So I think you're going to be pleased with what we're doing with AMP. Just head over and get the details and find out about the perks that you'll get as a Free Talk Live amplifier at amp.freetalklive.com. So we've been talking about this whole voting situation, the controversy between some of those who are on the free marketeer slash anarchist side versus the minarchist people as far as should you participate in voting. Is it an endorsement of violence? Is it an endorsement of the system? I, as a free marketeer, say no, it is not an endorsement of those things. It is a defensive mechanism to where you are trying to minimize the size of the gang of violent people who deems it appropriate to use force against you. I don't think it's a problem at all to vote, and I would encourage others to get involved and take part in that as well.
I'd say if you're voting between the two evils, the lesser of two evils, like for presidency, there's no real reason to vote in that, maybe right in Mickey Mouse or something.
Yeah.
I don't know, but when you have an option to choose a small candidate, such as Ron Paul, I say vote for him. If you're not...
Small government candidate, yes.
Yeah, I don't understand the reasoning not to. I think that it's important to vote if you have an opportunity to shrink the size of government in any way.
Yeah, it's the impracticality of perfection. In the process, you know, of looking for perfection in that candidate and not, by the way, getting in and doing something yourself, is, you know, you hurt us all more.
800-259-9231, if you've got thoughts on this particular issue. The one point I was making before the break that I wanted to just flesh out a little bit was the concept of the cloak of legitimacy that government has. And the fact is that some people really, really believe in this government thing, and they are into elections and all that, and that includes many news organizations. The fact is, if you're looking at, for instance, here in Keene, New Hampshire, where we all live, we've got like these pro-liberty-minded people that are going to be running for local office with one particular, they're all going to sign a statement that's going to say they are not going to grow the size of government at all. In fact, they will actively work to reduce the size of government as much as they possibly can while they're in office.
Which is practically unheard of.
Right. And I think that's a great starting point. And there are a lot of people around here that are just waiting for candidates like that to actually vote for. One of the reasons why participation is so low. But since there is this cloak of legitimacy, the news organizations in the area, whether they be the local radio stations or the local newspapers, they're going to pay attention to the candidates, whoever they are. So whether it be some big government freak, some welfare statist, nanny statist running for office, they're going to get the questionnaire. Mm-hmm. They're going to get an article in the newspaper. They're going to get attention. Why shouldn't we have a horse in the race, so to speak, who can also espouse pro-liberty positions, who can espouse less government and get attention for that, and essentially and do what we're doing here in Keene, and that is tie all of our candidates in together as much as possible so people realize this is more than just one guy who's spouting off. This is an entire movement of people who also believe this way. Something's growing. Something important is happening here. And these are things that we can do because we're going to run candidates. If we don't run candidates, we won't get news articles in the paper. If we don't get news articles in the paper pointing people to our website, people won't know about it. They won't know that there are other options out there. It seems silly to leave that those potential converts on the table, people who normally would be turned off by the political system, people who are normally sickened by voting for the usual two parties. Give them something fresh to look at, something revolutionary, something they've never heard of before.
I think that some people out there, and you know, that are on the free marketeer side of things, aren't interested in conversion. They're interested in being unique, different, and being able to spout off about how everybody else is wrong. Like, they don't care about solving the problem. Mm-hmm. They just care about being able to talk some crap about the system. Look, it's wrong, it's immoral, it's bad. And
it
that's
is.
It. I would absolutely agree, but at the same time, they're not doing anything besides talking to a few people and in all likelihood turning them off about what it is that they believe.
Now, I still think that people like Russell Canning, who don't participate in voting and such, I wish they would, but I really think he's still important because he stands out there with a sign and does his protest.
He also has his own newspaper.
He does a ton.
I think you're talking about most anarchists.
I said some of the people in the anarchist genre.
I just wanted to point out how important people like him are, because when you hold up a sign that says, honk if you hate taxes, that might just put it in someone's mind. Then they go onto the newspaper and they're looking at smaller government, smaller candidates running for office, and it gets it in their mind over and over again. So I think that what he does is very important, but yeah.
I think that mainly what you've got to do is something. Just do something. And I think largely the impression I get, the feeling that I get, is that a lot of free marketeers, if we can use that terminology, are some of them out there just aren't doing anything. They're dropping out and checking out and saying, you know, this is your system. You guys have fun.
This may be one of the differences between the term free marketeer and anarchist. I mean, I'm just throwing this out here as an idea. Perhaps you're more likely to be an anarchist if you completely reject the system and you don't want to participate in it. Maybe a free marketeer is somebody who will take whatever means they can possibly get to get as close to a free market as they possibly can. Maybe that's a subtle difference between the two groups. We need to go to the phones and talk to Gilbert in Minnesota. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Tobey and Mark. Hey, Gilbert.
Hi, guys. I just wanted to comment that the people that don't vote, I really don't understand the principle. To me, it seems almost very immature, like a child saying, I'm going to hold my breath until you do what I say. I mean, there's nothing that's going to result from it.
Right. Except a passed out child.
Perhaps.
I mean, if we had every single person not vote, the bureaucrats would still vote themselves into office.
Sure, they would.
They would still rule us with an iron fist.
That's pretty much who does vote today in local elections as far as municipal elections.
Right.
It's pretty much the bureaucrats and their immediate family members that go out and vote for more bureaucracy.
Look at the school board election. Find out how many people voted. Count how many teachers and administrators there are in the schools, and I bet you're going to come up with a number that's pretty similar.
Right. So the fact is, what we have today are the bureaucrats continuing to foist their system on everyone as everyone else lounges around and whines about not having a candidate to vote for. but let's give them some candidates to vote for and get in there and stir things up as much as we possibly can. Because if we sit back, they're just going to make their system bigger and bigger. And yes, Vince is right. Eventually it will crash, but I want something to happen in my lifetime. There's no guarantee the system's going to crash tomorrow.
Right, and that's sort of the do-nothing attitude. Well, it'll follow its own weight at some point. Well, it may very well, and who knows how long that'll be. I personally am a man of action. I just can't sit around and say, well, screw it.
Yeah. Also, I don't want it to collapse. I'd rather dismantle it. I mean, when it collapses, it's going to hurt a lot of people.
Yeah, it's gone pretty far at that point.
And what's the guarantee, by the way, that when it collapses, that you're going to get a smaller, less intrusive government
whatsoever.
In the process?
Look at the history of government's failure around the world. They're usually replaced by more governments. Gilbert, any other thoughts?
No, I completely agree with you guys. I just think that we need to persuade those that don't want to participate to participate, that that it has kind of a leftist feel to it. The sort of let's get together and sing Kumbaya is about as effective as not voting. We really do need to run the candidates and make sure that someone that's in office that can do something and not just... it can't just be that we're just either doing nothing or just complaining.
Well, Gilbert, I hope you'll decide to move to New Hampshire and run as a candidate yourself. Thank you for the call. Appreciate it. 800-259-9231 to Bushwick in Oklahoma. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Bushwick.
Yes, guys. Thank you for taking my call. It's great to talk to you guys again.
Thank you. What's up?
I'll first make this comment very short and sweet, then I'll get to the nature of the call. As far as voting goes, here in Oklahoma, we run the two political party rat race. CJ hit it on the head yesterday. It's basically a lost cause here. Either way, if you vote one way, they win. If you vote another way, you lose. So it's pretty much, stand by and just watch the bureaucrats go at it.
Sure, I totally understand. In most places, it does seem hopeless, and in many places, it is. In places like Oklahoma and other states, third parties can't even get on the ballot. They can't even get close to being on the ballot. So people in those states feel like there really are no choices, and there really aren't any. So, the solution there is to get to the free state. If you'll hang on, Bushwick, we'll bring it back. 800-259-9231. Josh in Kentucky, your calls as well. Ladies, your calls come first if you make them at 800-259-9231. Hour number three is on the way. Still to come, the story from New York City, where the police targeted an evil man with chalk. We'll explain. It is Free Talk Live.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
The idea.